Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the 24th day of October 2006. We're going to be live here for you in the next 3 hours. Coming up in the second hour, we have Norm Baker, Member of Parliament, joining us. And I'm feverishly trying to find the video and the audio of this so we can play it. His exchange with Tony Blair over the fact that Tony Blair has been photographed. Tony Blair has admitted in the past that he went to Bilderberg group meetings in the early 1990s and in the late 1990s as prime minister, which is unprecedented. Of course, he went in the early 1990s when he was a little-known member of parliament from Labour. And Tony Blair has been questioned about this by the House of Lords and the House of Commons. They don't have cameras in the House of Lords, but they do have it in the House of Commons. And like an absolute fool, I meant to record this exchange Sunday night. They are there at one time, Prime Minister's questions, because I was going to use that clip in the new world government film I'm making, and now I don't think C-SPAN has that video available. Did somebody out there take Prime Minister's questions, or does somebody in England have Prime Minister's questions? Can someone drop that in the mail for me? I would kiss your feet. Because I really need that. I also need a high-quality video clip of Stan Jones when he exposed the North American Union, the Senate candidate from Wyoming. He says he's mailing me a copy of it. I haven't got it yet, or it may be in the mail, but I don't know. I'm working on this new film right now, and I'm already digressing off of the news and information. But this is the type of stuff we deal with, because we need to show the general public when they watch this new film. It won't be out for 6, 7, 8 months. Large portion of my life will be spent making it on top of all the other duties. We need to show them this is a real discussion. I mean, you know, this is real. This is happening. Because I can have giant troop-carrying ships landing and foreign troops disgorging and openly saying they're here to confiscate our guns, and people watch it, and they believe that I spent $50 million hiring the Coronado aircraft carrier, is basically what it is. It's a little bit smaller. It's the Marine aircraft carrier. They believe I hired Cobra gunships. They believe I hired Jolly Green Giants, Sequoias. They believe it. And so if I can show them Tony Blair, if I can show them, you know, that they will believe. And by the way, I mean, literally, I've had, it's got to be more than 20, 30 times over the years, emails and letters and calls where people just say, it's fake, it's not real. What's in Police State 2000 isn't real. Just like ABC News with the gun confiscations in New Orleans, showing the troops taking people's guns, even in the high and dry wealthy areas, that wasn't real either, was it? Or the North American Union Bush sign, that's not real either. And I just don't know what to say. It's the level of denial, the willful denial out there. And then let me just assure people with Police State 2000, you could have gone and looked at the Marine Corps website. They took photos of what they were doing, and they were proud of it. Urban Warrior, 99. You could have gone to any of the drills yourself. You could have pulled up local news articles about it. But you see, we have cowards in this country. They know deep down it's true. They just want to deny it. And you got to slap them upside the head with things like Stan Jones. You got to slap them upside the head with things like Prime Minister's questions, where all of this is coming out. All right, I've already digressed. We got Norman Baker joining us from the UK. Then we have Mike Malloy, fired for talking about 9/11 and other issues, from Air America. He'll be here with us in the third hour, wide open phones for the full 3 hours. And we get back, Iran condemns U.S. Gulf War exercises, and a lot more. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, DronesReport.com, or just some of the websites. Check them out today. We'll be right back.
It's this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We do have Norman Baker, member of the British Parliament, who a week and a half ago confronted Tony Blair, His Majesty, on his Bilderberg Group membership, and he'll be coming on with us to talk about that and a host of other issues. I mean, obviously, if Norman Baker is confronting Tony Blair on his membership in the elite Bilderberg Group, the true governing council of the planet today, you can tell he's a pretty interesting fellow, so he'll be talking about a host of issues coming up. And then Mike Malloy, who was fired from Air America, among other things, for speaking out against the official story of 9/11, allowing myself and many others to come on all of those affiliates. They have quite a few affiliates. I mean, they got affiliates in Austin, affiliates in Dallas, affiliates in San Antonio, affiliates in Corpus Christi. I mean, I know right here in Texas you can hear them in every city. He was one of the only hosts there, in fact, the only host, who would actually go on the air and talk about inside job. And he got fired once, and now he's been fired twice. And that really is the Democrats for you, isn't it? Mike Malloy, former CNN and a high-level producer. And what did he say on this show? He said, buy guns. He said, it's time to buy guns to defend yourself against this tyranny. I mean, how did it become a sacrament of the liberals to be anti-gun? It makes no sense. It's stupid. So I like people like Mike Malloy. I like Democrats like David Van Oss running for the Attorney General here in Texas, who's filed affidavits that he will use his office to block the NAFTA highway and the subsect of that system, the Trans-Texas Enslavement Grid. It's not even a toll road. It's a hijacking of the infrastructure. Hank Gilbert running for Ag Commissioner. Again, they've all got A-plus ratings from the NRA. They're good people. But a few people locally have emailed me and asked me, and I'm going to talk about local politics here for a second, then I'll get into all the news, and boy, is there a lot of it. They've asked me, why are you supporting Democrats? I'm not supporting that witch, Nancy Pelosi, who says she's going to block any impeachment investigation of George W. Bush and his crime gang, his crime family, and those that control that crime family, the Rockefellers. As Bush Sr. said, he's a Rockefeller Republican. I'm against Bill Clinton, who vacations with the Bushes and is on their payroll and who they call a surrogate son. Remember George Bush, when he first got in office, his first act, the day after his swearing in, was to tell Dan Burton to drop his investigation and to try to use the executive branch to pressure Dan Burton, a good congressman, to not investigate Clinton pardons of convicted drug dealers and other criminals. I mean, we could have had Clinton in prison, no problem. No problem. So you've got the Republicans and Democrats teamed up against the American people. And I know that most of us consciously understand that, but we need to understand it in our gut. And so if a candidate's a libertarian, if a candidate's an independent, if a candidate's a green, if a candidate's a Constitution Party, if a candidate is alternative and has got a good record and is somebody who you think you can trust, you should support them and forget, quote, the lesser of two evils with the Republicans and the Democrats. And so locally, you know, that is a microcosm of it. In fact, up on JonesReport.com, we've got about a 10-minute segment that's just indicative of the hundreds of speeches that Hank Gilbert and David Van Oss both have been in studio. Both are multi-generation Texans, unlike all these carpet-bagging Republicans. I mean, really, that's who the Republicans are predominantly. Nothing against folks from up north. If I came up there and was trying to, you know, run things, you'd probably call me an outlander. Or a interloper, invader, whatever you wish, whatever you like, as you like it, call it. It's just disgusting. But you know, the video we've got up there is they're openly talking about if they pass this Trans-Texas Corridor and the NAFTA system, you're going to have the Second Amendment. It's going to be worse than that. It's going to be war in the streets. It's going to be a revolution. Crowds of hundreds of people cheering. I mean, we've had cameras at events where you've got 1,100 people, and every one of them screaming that they're going to go to war. Old women are getting up saying they're going to shoot anybody that comes on their property. I mean, this is the beginning of it, and it's Republicans, it's Democrats, it's libertarians, it's freedom lovers, together saying no to tyranny. What do you think started the war in 1776? Decades of land grabbing from property owners, decades of gun confiscation, decades of taxation and arrogance and nepotism by the government and the regional governors and turning the local legislatures into rubber stamps of the empire and the regional appointed boards. Everything that's happening now, there is a rebel spirit, a spirit of freedom that still burns in our fat and, you know, dim vestiges of what we once were as a society, but our bones are mighty, our sinews, our core goes back to what America once was, and compared to the chicken-necked elitists, we, you know, even in our debilitated, decadent, poisoned state, I mean, we're drunk on entertainment and lavishments, still we're going to crush the enemy. And I just briefly wanted to say a few locals have asked me why I'm supporting Kinky Friedman for governor. We got Kinky Friedman and Bell and Strayhorn, Rylander, Neo Connor, and we've got Perry, Mr. Twinkle Toes. You know, we've got all these people running, and we've got Jim Dillon running, and boy, are they all you know, a group of characters there, every single one of them. Very colorful. A motley crew, you could say. I don't trust Strayhorn as far as you can throw her. I mean, she's a consummate politician going back almost 40 years, what, 35 years. She's been married into a bunch of power families. Her son was White House press secretary. She's pulled a bunch of different scams, basically. And, I mean, I remember one time on some sales tax thing, I was like a week late filing some form, and she seized my whole bank account. So, I mean, that's why I don't like Strayhorn. And she can go to the toll party meeting and pat you on the head and tell you what you want to hear, and everybody can, fall down and worship her. But I was sitting there looking at her right in the eye. She was there playing everybody. She had that predatory look in her eye. And this is a national show. I don't mean to talk about what's happening here in Texas all day. It's just that it's a microcosm, and it is the front line on so many issues. This is a bellwether. This is a major jump point for what the New World Order is doing. And so I didn't endorse Kingy Friedman until I had him in studio. I'd read up on a lot of the ideas and plans he had. And sure, a lot of his campaign is a publicity stunt. I mean, he does want to be governor. And then I found out, right before I'd interviewed him, that his dad was my dad's guidance counselor at the University of Texas, and that they were actually friends. And then I found out that my grandfather was in the same unit, I guess in North Africa and then in Italy, with B-17s. He wasn't in the same plane as my dad's dad, but he was in the plane that was in their group. He knew him. They were friends with Kingy Friedman's uncle. So, I mean, he's a real Texan. I mean, my family knows him, and we keep running into each other over the years. And I know he's got a dog sanctuary out there. I know people that have been out there to see him. He really does take care of rescued animals. I mean, you know, he's got a sweetheart. And, of course, you know, he's a complete nut. But you know, I was vindicated for supporting Kingy Friedman when the entire apparatchik of BLO and the Dallas Morning News, and they own most of the TV stations in Texas, and all the other papers, I mean all of them, piled on and attacked Kingy Friedman. You listen to conservative radio, and I mean 9 out of 10 callers are calling in supporting him. They don't support Perry. And again, the media is piling on to attack him right now. And now they've shifted gears, and they're attacking all the alternative candidates, telling you that Perry's the winner, don't bother voting for anybody else. And I just wish Perry would be right out of office. He probably won't be. He'll probably really lose, but it won't matter. They've got the voting machines in many areas of the state. Again, the national average is 35% of the country has Help America Vote Act CIA-controlled systems in place. Texas has about 50%, so it's real sad. It's real sad. But that is the basics there. And so I'm done talking about local politics. When we get back, I've got a clip where Bush is contradicting himself. He's saying he never said stay the course. Just like he never said that they didn't have warrantless surveillance. Just like he never said torture was okay, which he did say 4 years ago. Just like it isn't an amnesty, but it is. Just like he didn't triple the size of the BATF, but he did. Just like he, you know. It's a sick joke, so when we get back, we'll play that clip. We've also got one concerning how they basically enslave people and how they do horrible things to them in North Korea. And this will sound like it's a hit piece against North Korea, but really it's a whitewash. And I want to play the CNN clip and analyze it. And we have another Saturday Night Live piece that's an imitation of Brett Hume imitating from Fox News. It's an imitation of Brett Hume interviewing George Bush, and I remember seeing the interview online. It's not even really a joke. They just reenacted the interview. And, I mean, it illustrates just how arrogant these people are and the fact that Bush is just completely asleep at the wheel, but it doesn't really matter because he's a puppet. Then we'll get into Iran condemns U.S. Gulf exercise, really serious news. Chicago voter database hacked. This is out of ABC. Also, why didn't the Democrats block Bush's rampages, the end of habeas corpus, and belligerent despot-in-chief by Ralph Nader? Bush uses gay rights flag as backdrop for ABC interview. Bush is letting everybody know he's a member of the team. Don't worry, they got male prostitutes in there every night. I mean, come on. Bush, I'm not going to say it. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Welcome back. We'll be taking your calls coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Here is the clip with Dick Armey, and he's on a national television being questioned about Bush contradicting himself. And this is, of course, Fox News with Alan Combs asking the questions. Go ahead and roll it.
The war on terror, how it's being fought in Iraq than almost anything else, and polls bear that out. Here's what President Bush said over the weekend to George Stephanopoulos.
Listen, we've never been stay the course, George. We have been, we will complete the mission.
Here's some of his previous statements.
My message today to those in Iraq is we'll stay the course. We will stay the course. We will help this young Iraqi democracy succeed. And that's why we're going to stay the course in Iraq.
So I guess he was going to stay the course before he wasn't going to stay the course. Right, Dick?
I don't quite understand that. I think he's been saying we'll stay the course. I think that's what he's saying. That was, of course, a great line from the early Reagan presidency with respect to economic policy, and of course correctly put by Reagan at that time in that circumstance. I'm not sure the line is serving the president well right now.
All right, Laura, it seems like, and they went after John Kerry, was it before the 83 million, before he was against the 83 million?
Exactly.
George W. Bush was going to stay the course before he all of a sudden isn't going to stay the course.
Or listen to the generals now for a change and given what they want on the ground. No, absolutely. I mean, this is a message game. It's a word game.
It is a word game. That's exactly what they're doing. Let's go ahead and play part of this Saturday night live clip. This is where, again, they're imitating Brett Hume and George Bush having an interview, and George Bush is saying nothing back. Here it is.
Fox News, fair and balanced. Welcome back to... Welcome back. Political observers are calling the upcoming midterm elections a referendum on the war in Iraq. Are we making progress, or as we have some alleged, stuck? Is it time to stay the course or cut and run? Those decisions, of course, ultimately fall on the shoulders of one man, our Commander-in-Chief George W. Bush. Here now is part one of my very special interview. Thank you for taking the time, Mr. President.
Anytime, Britt, anytime.
Mr. President, polls show that the majority of Americans think that the most important issue facing our country right now is the war in Iraq. But the news coming out of that part of the world is not all rosy.
No, it's not. No.
Terror attacks have intensified to near record levels. This month, the U.S. has already totaled 53 casualties, making October the deadliest month in nearly 2 years.
Yeah.
According to one recent study, the number of Iraqi civilian casualties may run as high as 600,000. Some also claim that the United States has been unable to provide the Iraqi civilians with any lasting security.
Yeah, that's right.
For example, when Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice visited Baghdad last week, she was forced to circle the airport for over 40 minutes due to mortar fire.
Right.
And then be helicoptered into the city because the highway is impassable. And then she had to meet with President Talabani in the dark because the electricity had been cut off.
Well, she's a trooper.
As a part of your program of general... debathification, the Iraqi army was immediately dissolved, flooding the streets with local militias made up of former Iraqi army officers, a policy that Newt Gingrich, a Republican, has called the largest single disaster in American foreign policy in modern times.
That's what he said.
Moreover, the recent national intelligence estimate suggests that the unrest in Iraq may be creating more terrorists rather than reducing the numbers.
I've heard that. Yeah.
You've thrown out portions of the Geneva Convention.
Yep.
Your approval ratings are hovering in the low 30s.
Right.
As the lion's share of our troops are committed elsewhere, we have no credible military response to North Korea, a country that, unlike Iraq, definitely has weapons of mass destruction.
They sure do. Sure. Yeah.
Now there's news that in an overwhelming display of force, the Shiite militia led by rebel cleric Muqtada al-Sadir briefly took the city of Amara in an area once considered safe. So, Mr. President, considering all these factors, my question to you is, can we win this war in Iraq?
Absolutely, Britt.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All of the things that Saturday Night Live was doing on NBC, everything they were saying is true and has really happened. And watching the real interview, Bush said only a few more words than that. He really has nothing to say, I guess because it was a sit-down interview without a teleprompter. Even with Brett Hume, who is a toady of the White House, probably an operative, just like Tony Snow. We always knew he was an operative, and now he's just publicly an operative. Coming up later, we'll get into Iran condemns U.S. Gulf War exercise, which really is a battle group forming up to attack them. The question is, will there be an attack on Iran? The neocons are trying to spin it and say, well, yeah, because it shows the danger of WMDs that North Korea is threatening to attack us and nuke Japan and South Korea and the U.S. So we better go ahead and attack Iran. It's like if somebody's robbing the liquor store and has their gun to your head saying they're going to blow your head off, and the police pull up out front and say, well, wait a minute, we see an old lady walking down the street over there. Let's go ahead and gun her down because she might have a gun too. I mean, that's how crazy the psychology of all of this is. We'll get into the upcoming election and all the election fraud that is guaranteed. They're telling us brace for lots of problems. When you hear problem, most of the time you need to insert stolen election. because that's what we've seen in the past. And notice the more of these new special machines they put in, the worse things get. Your calls in the news are coming up here in a few minutes. I wanted to remind all of you that we're now carrying Aaron Russo's new film. It just came out on DVD yesterday. We have it at Infowars.com. And I want you to have this film so badly because it's so important, exposing the root of this problem, the private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve, how that expands, of course, into the income tax and the police state we're facing and the North American Union. He covers it all in this new film. I want you to have it so when you get it for $19.95, and that's the even lower than the regular retail price, you get Terror Storm for $9.95. This is for a limited time. My three-hour film, Terror Storm, it's a two-hour film, but 68 minutes of extras on one DVD, and then now Aaron Zellman's new film, Freedom to Fascism, for $29.95. That's because I want you to have both of these documentaries. Do not wait. Order today. It's available right now at Infowars.com, or you can simply write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a 15-7-day membership and watch all the PrisonPlanet.tv material there. All 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, in-studio video interviews, and much more. Now, we have him on with us once a month, and I always enjoy it. I always enjoy our visits, and I will tell the listeners this story briefly yet again, for those that weren't aware of it. Calvin Pure Soap did its first, I guess, radio advertising with Genesis, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. And I guess that's because Michael Trudeau, who used to be here at the network, good guy, he was into organic stuff, and he found this really a good, made in America, in his words, cheap organic soap. Been around since 1949, made right here in the U.S. in Oakland, California, family-owned, three generations. Marty's son works there, and of course, Marty started the business in 49 with his father, Marty Schachter, and he's on with us right now. And then Marty just sent me out of the blue like a 6-month supply. Maybe it was a year supply, big box. And it ran out in about a year. My wife said, where'd you get this stuff you brought to the house? That is incredible. And I said, I've never heard you say soap is incredible. This is a true story. And then I personally got Marty as a sponsor. I called him and said, you know, I ought to have you as a sponsor. And then he sent the office a free year supply. And so I just, you know, gave folks some of the bars of soap, some of the shampoo, some of the cream, some of the, and seriously, people start saying, man, what's that smell? It smells so good. This is great stuff. You know, it doesn't give me a rash like some of the other things do. People really like it. It really is a great product. And, but the big thing is it's made in America. They support patriotic truth radio. And you save 85% off supermarket prices. There's a big cartels of Procter & Gamble and Dow Chemical and a few others, and they literally pay the grocery stores and give them huge discounts, like Walmart does, that they make manufacturers sell to them below price. Well, it's kind of the opposite here. They come in and deliberately, for many years, would sell many things under price to knock out their competition, to where there's really only about three big suppliers, if you look at it, that supply over 90% of all of the detergents and chemicals. And again, the folks that own Procter & Gamble and Dow Chemical are chemical companies, so they want to sell the byproducts and the things they've already got at the chemical plants, and so it's petroleum products. It's oil. It's real bad for you, and it goes through your skin, into your blood, it gets into your hair, it gets into your clothes. I remember growing up, I would get rashes. I'm diatribing. Marty isn't even on the air with this shit. I'll end up doing 20 minutes on this, and I just meant to have him on for about 6-7 minutes. But, I mean, this is important the more I think about it. I remember certain brands of detergent growing up would make me and my dad get red rashes all over us, and my mom could only use certain brands of soap. Well, my children, if we use any of the mainline stuff, get rashes. I mean, it's not good for you. You can leave a little bit of Calvin soap, you know, the bar soap under your arms in the shower. Boy, you do that with zest or something, you're going to, I mean, I've been at work years ago and had to go into the bathroom, pull my shirt off. I bet you've done this. And literally sit there and splash water under my arms and get soap out of I forgot. Soap isn't, real soap isn't supposed to do that. That's a detergent. Even worse, you ever left any up between your legs? I've done that once or twice back when I used detergent soaps. You know, a little bit of lather up between your legs. Whoosh, all of a sudden it starts burning. So it's happened to everybody. You know, you're at the office and they're splashing water and it's a big restroom and you know, so they're like, stay out, stay out. You know, I'm doing something in here. You got the trash can up against the door. You don't have that problem with Calvin Pierce. So, Marty, thank you for coming on with us, and thank you for your sponsorship of The Truth.
Thank you, Alex. It's always exciting talking to you and your listeners. It's just makes my day, makes my year, makes my month. You know, in all my 60 years of marketing soap, I've never received, in the last 10 months, so much praise, love notes, thank you notes, letters, faxes from your listeners, ever. It's good to be loved. I can't say enough thank yous to your listeners for helping my company grow.
Well, I mean, you're making it in America. It's a family business. You save money. It's not toxic. I mean, it's a good deal.
Now, getting your recommendations, your sponsorship has really helped, and we appreciate that very much.
Well, we appreciate you, Marty. Tell folks about a few of the combo packs so they can call you.
Well, to start off, anybody that's skeptical as for buying goods from Procter and Lever and Colgate, decades, got a 1-2 month tote bag. It's a sampler bag that has enough goods of the bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, laundry soap to last at least 2 months for a family of four. And we're so proud to present that. But get your hook, try it. You will not only like it, you will love it. We create love affairs with every consumer that uses our original, old-fashioned Pure Soap product. We can, you know, once you get to try the product, you're going to get elevated to a larger bulk package. We go in a 1-year supply, a 3-year, 4-year, 5-year bulk supply that literally will save you a fortune. You don't have to call it from the soup.
Marty, you must be on a cordless phone. It's cutting out a little bit. We're missing some of what you were just saying. Can you hear me, Marty?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're on a cordless phone, aren't you?
No. I'm on a direct line.
Wow. It's never cut out before, but we heard most of what you said. So what, 5-6 years ago, you made the decision to start selling direct. I had actually seen your soap one time when I was staying with my parents growing up in a nice hotel when I was a teenager. Before, you mainly sold to hotels and you sold to hospitals and also to wealthy people who knew what they were doing and what they were buying. And I'm glad that you're now offering this to the general public. Give folks the toll-free number to call and get a sampler pack or get a free catalog or to order a 6-month or year supply.
Our toll-free number is 800-340-7091. Call us anytime, day or night, 7 days a week, 800-340-7091.
That's right, 1-800-340-7091, 800-340-7091.
We're on the web at 5starsoap.com.
That's right, can't forget that, 5starsoap.com, 5starsoap.com. Or if you missed that web address, you just go to Infowars.com, and on the left-hand side, you see a link there directly to their website. You can also go to prisonplanet.com, and we have a text link that's always up there saying 85% off on organic product. And so that's a link over to Marty. Marty, I hope people will call you. I hope they'll continue to support you. And I was really excited to hear that your phone's melted off the walls for 3 days last time we had you on. I wish we had that type of response here with my videos.
We were going crazy here. The people kept calling. They want soap. They don't want detergents. They don't want to be ripped off in the marketplace with all these poisons. And this is what we're there to help you. There's nothing, nothing what we offer any marketplace, anywhere. This is something we are proud of. I'd like to close with a limerick.
Sure, go ahead.
There was a young monk from Siberia whose life grew drearier and drearier. So a knight with a yell He escaped from his cell and eloped with the Mother Superior.
Thank you, Marty. Always good to talk to
you. Thank you, Alex. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Take care. You bet. If you missed that number, 800-340-7091. I don't have a lot of sponsors either because you'll hear a lot of things on the network during the ads, and I don't endorse or necessarily endorse a lot of the things that are advertised, but that's fine. It's a free country. I mean, if you hear me endorsing something, it means I really do believe in it. And I'm not claiming I have all the answers. I just know this is a good deal. All right, let's hurry through some of your calls, and I'll get into this whole Chicago voter database hack. That's really important. Also, Iran's up in arms over massive troop buildups right off their coastline and around them. Yes, the storm clouds of war. Melissa in Florida, thanks for holding. Welcome. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a clip of a cartoon with Bush, Cheney, and Hillary about waterboarding, and it's a minute long. And I was wondering if you'd like to hear it.
Sure. I mean, did you get the clip off the web?
No, it was off television, off of Current TV. But you can go online to view it.
Yeah, you might email it to like Aaron@Infowars.com or Ryan@Infowars.com. That way we can link to it. But try putting the receiver, I mean, we'll try it, right up against the speaker on the television. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm playing it online, so it'll sound good.
Oh, okay.
Speakers. Okay.
Here we go, folks. High tech. PrisonPlanet.com.
Ow! George, this detainee bill is nothing less than a license to torture.
Whoa. Hey, stay on the torture case.
No habeas corpus. Waterboarding? Who are you? The Khmer Rouge?
Hey, waterboarding is totally safe.
Prove it.
We can't play it. Ma'am, well, she's going to still be listening to it. Yeah, it's so loud, it's messing up. That's why I don't like playing clips on air, because it just so many times doesn't sound good. As soon as Melissa comes back, we'll bring her back up and let her tell us what's in the clip. And then if she tells us the name of the clip, our internet users can just type the name in to a search engine and find it. Is Melissa back yet, or is she still playing the clip? Yeah, just go ahead and let her go. Sorry, Melissa. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in West Virginia. Joe, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Okay, I'll get right down to business here. Mark of the Beast. Okay, when Jesus was on the earth, he said the spirit of the beast is already with you. Okay? Now, I do a lot of thinking. I know the government has great minds. They sit around, they do this thinking thing. They come up with stuff, just like you say, cause a problem, then offer the fix. You know, and that's true. Thinking, okay, that's all I do is thinking, okay, I know for a fact that the beast is the economy. It's all consuming, it takes your time, you get up in the morning, you go to work, you don't have time to spend with your family, you're in debt. To me, that's the beast, and I'm sure that I'm correct about that. Okay, as far as getting the word out, I get the word out about your show.
Well, let me just add, that's the beast, and then people confuse that, and they're going, no, it's a mark. No. There's the beast, and there's the mark of the beast.
That's
the
right.
The beast the mark puts on you is that face scan. You see, people are waiting for a chip, and I believe it will lead to that, but it's going to be a DNA chip. It's going to be a vaccine that's put into you that you can be tracked and traced on, because this is what the government's saying their final plan is. And it's going to be the face scanning. It's going to be the thumb scanning. That's the mark of the head, the mark of the hand.
Well, a beast is all-consuming. It can't be reasoned with. It devours. And to me, that's exactly what a world economy
does. Yeah, that's what this global economy does.
It devours your life.
They set groups of people against each other, too, internationally.
That's right, brother. And it's horrible. And it's only through stupidity and ignorance that well, even Jesus said that my people are destroyed. Well, anyway, complaining. Okay, Alex, I have a great idea, and I hope your listeners, I'm sure a few of them will understand what I mean by this. To get the word out, I run copies and make copies, give them out free to truck drivers all the time. You wouldn't believe how many truck drivers listen to you, buddy. I'm a 20-year retired trucker, and that's all we have to do is think. But anyway, here's what I'd come up with. I think it's a great plan. instead of saying these people are bad, these people are bad, why don't we act like we're on their side? We're going to take your rights. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. The last thing the globalist would want is for any of us to act like we are the globalist. Here's what we're going to do.
Well, I do that sometimes. I run around and go, it's good to touch you. It's good to have open borders.
I know.
It's good to have North America.
Oh, you about busted my gut in this one clip of you that I've watched where you're coming. It's after you crashed the Bohemian Grove or whatever it was called. Me and my wife and kids were watching this where you said, and they ride by on their horses looking down and you're eating a kumquat or a piece of garden, something that you grew.
A turnip.
Yeah, a turnip, and it's the flesh. I don't get to laugh much, man, but that was really funny. But I do it sincerely. I sincerely act like that I'm part of the globalists. We're going to take your freedom. Here's what we're going to do.
Hold on. You're actually out doing this. I want to hear what response you get. Yeah, reverse psychology. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world. like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
But I see through your eyes.
Let's go ahead and go back to Joe. Then we'll go to David, Daryl, Luis, and many others. Finish up what you were saying. So you go around, Joe, and you act like you're for the New World Order. What, do you walk into a truck stop? Or you walk into church? Describe it for us.
Well, I have a base station. I live close to a truck stop, and I know everything there is to know about trucking. There is a limit to knowledge of trucking. Anyway, I have a tendency to ramble. I don't want to ramble, buddy, because I know you're a very busy guy doing all this. And God bless you, I think, because here's my question. I know they have think tanks. Surely they're going to know, just like when the Trade Center come down. Now, don't take offense to this, Alex. I'm sure you understand what I mean by this. When the Trade Center came down, they knew before the second plane hit that people's going to have cameras out videotaping this stuff. They knew that there's people out here that have eyes and have ears and have, you know, video, and they're going to see this, and they're going to break it down, and they're going to figure out it was an inside job. Why would they make it, number one, so blatantly clear it was an inside job? You can see the demolition's gone off. And number two, they know someone's going to complain about this. Therefore, the biggest complainer, Alex, is you. You're the biggest complainer out there. I'm right there with you. I mean, sincerely, I'm right there with you.
Okay, you know, I've answered this question many times in different ways. It's a big question. It has a long answer. But the listeners held over to hear. I'll answer your question. But first, answer my question. You said that you go around sarcastically into these places.
Yeah, they hate me. They tell me, shut up. They say horrible, you know, I mean, they use language that I can't use. That's customary to truckers.
So you walk in there going, I love world government.
Well, they just tell me shut up and I'm stupid. That's
I know, but tell me what you say. I mean, give me an image. I mean, you know.
Okay, over the radio, I'll say like, we're taking away your constitutional rights. I ain't going to tell you people what member of the government I am, but I, you know, we do have homes, we do have families, and I'm telling you what's next. You're going to all be on camera within the next 5 years. You won't be able to drive a mile from your house without being on camera. And I just want you to know we're doing it to you. And you know why I'm coming right out and telling you we're going to do it to you? Because it's too late. There's nothing you can do about it. Say goodbye to your constitutional rights, you dumbass Americans. That's what I say. Stuff along that line.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah. I've actually been riding around with friends on a CB doing that before myself.
And then, you know, you get cussed out. You get told you're stupid. You get told to shut up and all this stuff. And I mean, that is my approach, and I do it very, very sincerely. I do not laugh about it.
I know.
Listen,
I appreciate your call. Let me answer your question now. I got to move on to be fair to everybody. We got guests coming up, too. I'm going to try to cram a few calls in this next segment. If I try to answer your question, I won't be able to. Again, that's a quandary. How do you answer that question? I mean, how do you answer it short and succinct? Hubris. The enemy is not all-powerful. They are not omnipresent. Well, let me answer it when we get back. Let me try to encapsulate it when we return.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.